Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace, our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather. It's really nice this morning. 78 down on the island. Winds are, like, down to nothing, really. It's fairly calm everywhere. Looks like today mainly sunny to start the day out. Then a few afternoon clouds will roll in, and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. They're throwing about a 10 to 15% chance of that, so no big deal. High near 85, south-southwest winds 5 to 10 this morning. This afternoon they'll pick up to 10 to 20, and at night maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm. Clear, partly cloudy with a low of 79, south winds 10 to 15, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine, high around 85, southeast winds 15 to 25. So winds kind of picking up tomorrow. Snapper guys are going to get one good roll at them this morning for sure, comfortably anyway. Tides for today. We're sitting on a low right now. It occurred at 2:49 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was a negative 0.1. Our high today is at 11:44 a.m., a 1.4. 6:20 a.m. is sunrise, 8:14 p.m. is sunset. Our moon phase, we're right at a quarter moon, 26%. Current conditions, right now the buoy offshore is showing a south-southwest wind at 4. Barometric pressure is 29.87 inches and steady, and seas are 1.3 feet. And in the bay, it's pretty much calm at all stations. They're showing not available on wind direction or speed, so that's a good thing. Hadn't seen that in a long time. So, June 1st, dead calm. Snapper season opens today, and I wish everybody the best. Hope everybody has a successful trip out in the blue water. All right, let's run down the Tri-Bay area and get cranked up with a hammer this morning. Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Well, not too much. Wind is down this morning.
Yes, sir.
3 miles an hour. Now, when could we say that the last time?
It's been a while, brother. Been a while.
3 miles an hour east, a little bit southeast. Well, no, it's east.
Yeah. In Galveston, it's kind of west and southwest, real light. It's just bearable this morning. Light and bearable.
If that's what it is. It's mostly west. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to seeing it that way.
Nope.
Hey, the plenty of traffic down here. I know somebody must have called them yesterday. There was boats everywhere, trucks, yeah, and people. Shoot, man, after I talked to you on Friday, Melinda and I both had a doctor's appointment. You know, we go in every 6 months to get checked up on, and we had to do a blood draw. So went and took care of that, and then we rode out to Peoria. You know, the Brazos River is still bringing some fresh water down, but
yeah, I bet it is
plenty of runoff. That's what I was going to say. in our bays with Chocolate and Oyster Creek and Brazos and all that stuff. Sometimes, man, you can get on one side of the bay, I don't care if it's Christmas or Bastrop or what, and it'll be fresh. And you go to the other side of the bay, and you might find a whole bunch of salt water. I mean, it's you got to move around this time of year when you get all that runoff, because we have all those tributaries bringing it down, and there's plenty of fresh water coming in and mixing. I haven't been out in a few days, so I don't really know what it's like. I haven't heard from anything. I haven't had any reports. I mean, it's just nobody's saying anything. If they're catching them, they're keeping them mighty quiet. They're just not sharing the information with me. So they're scared I'll put it on the radio. But it's all good, man. Yeah, somebody's catching them. I had a buddy of mine go down to Port O'Connor last weekend, and they whooped them on topwaters, redfish. They got mostly reds. I've seen some trout, but anyway, they had a heck of a topwater bite down there, and that's what I haven't been on in a long time. But I haven't even tried, to tell you the truth, because usually I get out there, and we've already got the day planned with live bait or something, and a lot of the customers want me to bring the bait and something alive. They just like using live bait. No problem. But what it is those shrimp are so big nowadays that you just got to have a whole bunch of patience when your bobber goes under. That's calling it a bobber.
Bobber, that's freshwater terminology. It's popping cork and saltwater, baby.
Let those things run with those big old shrimp. Let them eat them. Let them gobble them and just swim off with them. And if not, you're going to bring back a half a shrimp. And anyway, we've talked about it before. It's the same old thing. It's just those fish, and I don't care what size the trout are, they're all over the shrimp right now. So they're really eating them on our end of the bay. Anyway, last couple of trips I went out, we've done pretty darn good. If the wind wasn't blowing 30 miles an hour from one way there or the other, you know, that's the only thing right now, is trying to just catch a, I haven't been out there when it's not blowing under 15, I know. So, but I'd rather have some wind. It kind of keeps you comfortable out there. I don't mind a little chop on the water. Jetties, you know, is trying to clear. Everything's trying to clear now. We've had that southeast for a couple of days, and things are starting to shape up. I haven't been down by the pass, but just looking out right here off the Surfside Beach, water's starting to look a lot better, just because we're getting the right direction of wind.
Yeah, I hadn't seen or heard much on surf reports, but I mean, not on my end anyway.
No, I hadn't either. It's time to wet wade. You know, I used to do it in blue jean shorts, go out and have to surf. You couldn't keep me out of that surf. There was no way you could keep me. I mean, I was going. I didn't care if the waves were 3 foot high, whatever. We would just about halfway drown ourselves to walk into that surf. But we would walk out of that surf with a stringer full of fish. You know, it didn't bother me back then. Nowadays, I'm a little pickier, I guess. Sissy boat fishermen this day and time, the older we get, I want it easier. I don't want it, you know, I don't know. I never was that much of a wade fisherman anyway. But not to where you have to drag all that stuff and wear all that stuff. I don't know. You'd have to tell me about that. You're the wade fisherman. I mean, spending a lifetime fishing out of the boat.
Well, I've done it both ways my whole career, but I'd have to say wade fishing is the easiest. You know, if you're able, if you don't have any physical disabilities and all that. It's a lot better on your back.
I'm 200 meters down here.
You're quieter.
I quit wading down here.
What's that?
I said I quit wading down here because it's so slushy, gooshy, mushy. Mm-hmm. The softest old. Anyway, I tore one of the one a leg right out of my waders trying to lift my leg up out of the mud. One day. I mean, you you're going to work to get a, oh, I don't know. Most of the guys get out of the boat and walk on top of the oyster reefs. I've seen that happen a lot. They do that a lot over in the Arcadia Reef over there between Christmas and Drum Bay and all those little shell points out there. They just get out of their little kayaks and walk across the oyster reefs as far as they want to walk to get to their fish. So you can walk just about from the highway all the way out to Christmas Bay on some of those places.
Yeah.
But, let's see what else is going on down here. Not too much, man. Like I said, I'm not hearing anything. Our boat ramps are all open and the bait camps are all holding bait and things are good. It's just, we've been waiting for this wind to die down. Now here's your chance this morning. I heard you say it's going to pick up again tomorrow. Start
that's
blowing
the forecast
again.
Anyway. You know, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it while you can, because I walked out on the porch a few minutes ago and it is eerily quiet out there. After hearing the wind blow through the palm trees, you know, for days and days and days, and then now it's just quiet. Very quiet down here. So, but anyway, what I was going to tell you on the bait, they are selling croakers at a couple of the bait camps down here. And you're going to pay $12 a dozen for them. If you're going to pay $20 to $22 for a quart of shrimp, you're going to pay $5 for a dozen of mud minnows or either finger mullet. And like I said, both ramps are right here in Surfside are open. And there's one down at the jetties. There's a boat ramp. Man, they're all over. I guess there's four or five boat ramps down here. But the one in San Luis Pass will accommodate the longer boats, the bigger boats. You need some area. You need a good deep draft or a good deep ramp. You know, yeah. Launch your boat. That's where to go. It's a pretty nice place down there. It's a county park. You got to be a member of the park system to get in to camp down there. You need to be a member of some kind of parks or something.
Where do the kayakers mostly put in? They use that size ramp or what?
No, all down in there. They got several places they can put in now on Christmas Bay. They got a little paddling trail, little signs that tell them where they can go and this and that. Boy, they're accommodating the kayakers quite a bit down there. And Lord have mercy, there are a lot of them, buddy.
That's what I hear.
I wish they would all take yourself a course in navigating these waters and stuff and learn what navigable waterways are and not to, you know, when you pull up to a boat ramp and you have all your stuff, most of them just lay their kayaks right out on the ramp and start loading their stuff into it. And it's just like they've asked us for years and years and years, have all your stuff ready when you get to the boat ramp, man. Get her off the trailer, you know. Don't start doing all that stuff right then, but you'll see it. If you wanted to film a movie or a funny video,
hang out at the local boat ramp. You got it. You'll see a lot of things you don't normally see.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
I remember one morning. Right.
Go ahead.
Right here. Right. Sir.
I said go ahead.
I'm sorry. Right here at this local boat ramp one morning in the wintertime. The barges, they stage over here, and then they'll call in for some supplies, and you'll see a white van pull up, and they'll load all the stuff on a little flat bottom and shuttle it out to their barges, you know, from the boat ramp. And one morning, they overloaded one of those little boats, and I seen boxes floating across this ramp. When I got down there, man, the boat had capsized, and they're turning, well, it was still floating, but the guy had already got out. He was wet. There was stuff floating all over. I seen a Dell computer floating across the boat ramp in a box, still in the box, man. And
not
it was
good.
Like, oh, somebody's going to lose their job over this.
Should have made two trips.
Yeah, should have made a couple of trips. But you see it all at the boat ramps.
I'm telling you. All right, Hammer. Somebody wants to call you, give them a number.
Yes, sir. Now that the weather's getting nice, let's go. I'm ready. 713-208-0683. Y'all have a great day and happy fun Sunday to you, buddy.
We'll do it. You do the same. See you, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's a Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. Well, folks, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's running all summer long. It started Memorial Day. It'll run through Labor Day, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been released in inshore waters, just waiting to be caught. With other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead, you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, we're going to jump down to Freeport now, and let's check in with Captain Jeff Naylor, and we're going to be talking kind of a conference call this morning. Jamie's going to be with him, Jamie Wilson, and we're going to talk turkey, or offshore fish, basically. Jeff, Jamie, good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm kind of motivated. I'm getting there, though. A little more coffee in me. Man.
I hear you. You know, I got
an Astros hangover, man. That game yesterday took me down. I hadn't seen us get whipped like that in a long time. Well, since two games ago. Jeez.
Wow. Man, well, I tell you what. I mean, as far as fishing goes, I mean, when I woke up this morning, I tell you what, that wind been blowing in January. It didn't seem like it stopped at all. And finally, get outside this morning, it's just glass. So that's a little bit of motivation for me currently.
Yes. Snapper people are going to have it good today.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, Jamie, this is it. This is the big time with Captain Mickey. But Jamie, I've been trying to get her on for a while. Hadn't been able to, but she's one of the few female captains here on the Texas coast. It's very rare to have a female captain, and she is what she is. She's great. So.
Well, let's talk about it.
Good morning. Y'all are a little lackluster for it being Christmas morning for them Red Snapper. Oh, man. And you, seeing seas like
well, I'm
this,
afraid I'm... to get too enthusiastic. I'm afraid the wind will come up at about 30. Man, we're all gun shy. Golly.
I mean, the weatherman's a liar, but not that bad.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, we just got back from our overnight last night, and, you know, it was supposed to be really nice. And the only time it really calmed down was during the nighttime, thank God. But it pretty much stayed humming, you know, all Friday afternoon and then yesterday. It was a whooper coming back in. That north wind kicked up, and it was tough, man. So, you know, it doesn't seem like the forecast is going to be that way today. And let's just hope that it kind of holds regardless of any kind of, yeah. But we'll see. I don't know. But, Jamie's really into the veterans events and putting some of those together. And that's what I always want to talk about. Of course, we're always really heavy vested in the Southern Outdoor Dreams, which we were lucky to have Jamie this last banquet. And, you know, we'll have our veterans fishing trip coming up in August. August 2nd and 3rd is our weekend. And, you know, I don't think it ever gets pushed enough to have or you know, highlighted enough some of the veterans events that go on around here. And I know I always hear about it last minute, you know, the weekend of or something like that. And I think it's real sad. I think we should all go and support all those events, you know, especially in your hometown, your areas that you're living and vested in. And Jamie's constantly in on that. And I know you said you had a couple coming up, didn't you, Jamie? You got some flounder fishing events.
Oh, we, so I work with Windy Warrior Guide Service based out of Minnesota, Missouri. They brought me on board about 2.5 years ago. I was on a veteran trip, and it took, I think on the second day, they asked me if I wanted to be, on the board of trustees. And I said, yeah, I'd love to, but I live 14 hours away. And they're like, we're looking to expand and, few and far between. Do you meet, you know, female veteran that has it all together? And I was like, oh, thanks. So I jumped on with the opportunity and I hit the ground running. I go to the annual duck hunt, in Missouri every fall. And then last year I kicked off with our, Texas offshore fishing trip the week of 4th of July. It turned out to be a huge success. It will be coming back this year by popular demand, I suppose. So what we do is we have the veterans come in on the 2nd. We do a meet and greet. This year we have a contender donated by Caden House Cattle Company. So we're going to do 6 veterans for offshore. And then that evening we'll do, if we get back and if 3 of them are up for it, we'll do a gigging trip the next morning. The 4th, we will shut down about 600 feet of beach, and we will flag it up on the 4th of July. We'll go shark fishing with William and his wife with Hooked on Tackle. They sponsor us for that. And we will shark fish all day until the sun sets and hang out and spend time together and watch the fireworks. And then they depart on the 5th, and it's been, I'm really looking forward to it. Last year I did 15 veterans. It was a little over the top with how busy I am this time of year. So we're downsizing to make it a little more intimate and a little more one-on-one to really get to know each individual that we're able to bring out here. And then the following weekend, or in June, the 11th, I think it's 11th to the 14th, I'll be collabing with Trinity Oaks. I'll be headed up north, and I will be giving a fishing tutorial to all the moms of fallen service members and civil service members, so first responders. They have a weekend retreat, and they asked me to come up and teach these women how to cope, teach them what fishing's all about, the escape, the love for the hope of getting something hefty on that line. Any opportunity I can to give back and show women, veterans, what it's like to be outdoors and how therapeutic it is, whether it gets to firearms, how to safely discharge a firearm, what they're intended for, how to use them, how to feel comfortable behind the trigger, dropping a bait, hooking a bait, reeling, all the things. I think it's really important that not only women getting out there doing things, because they always, I mean, harvest the biggest animals. So you got to have one in the pocket, but also veterans. It's definitely an unsung walk, and people tend to forget, and to see them light up or it's really hard to put into words, but it definitely feeds my soul, and it's something I'm passionate about, and I really, really enjoy doing it. So awesome. That's just a little sneak peek.
Yeah. No, look, and I can second that, Jamie, without a doubt. The joy and the pleasure I see. You know, a couple of years ago, I'll share a quick story about the Southern Outdoor Journeys. We've been doing our vets trip for about 4 years. I think this would be number 5, maybe. And I'm sorry, my memory is terrible. But anyways, going out there, you know, a couple of years ago, we do 2 days. We do like a snapper day. Well, actually, we do 2 snapper days, really. And the second day, I had a really gamey group, and I said, you know what, we're going to go out and we're going to, a little bumpy weather, we're going to go try to catch something real big, and you know, it may be a complete fail, it may be a complete, you know, it's over the top. Oh, yeah, let's go. We didn't catch a single thing. It was terrible. We got shark the entire time. I was just distraught coming back in. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, the vets, they couldn't have been happier. They didn't care. You know what I mean? And really, almost, it was a better fishing trip in some ways, because, you know, everybody got to share. I mean, it was just a collaboration on those big sharks, you know, and all that. And they were just elated. I was absolutely petrified. I was so mad, you know, but
we call that in the veteran world, or even in active duty, we call that the suck. Misery needs company. Not only that, a lot of the veterans that go on these trips have never been bowed up from the float up like that. They have never felt something that big tug on their rod. So they're grateful for anything. And to be surrounded by like-minded individuals where you feel safe, it's different to be around your family. It's different around to be around the general public. But when you're with people and you're hopefully looking forward to the light at the end of the tunnel of what that big prize might be, it's just got a different vibe all around.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Very true. Man, I mean, that's, I can't, for me, for sure, we're forever grateful, Jamie. And, you know, I will continue to do these veteran trips and, you know, luckily it spawned our little SOD thing has kind of spawned into multiple avenues, you know, so we're doing bay trips now. The guys, you know, around, they just bought a retreat over in Matagorda, which I've been building a wheelchair ramp for the last month on, but so they're sending a lot of vets out there for weekends, you know, just real, just, you know, secluded, go out here, chill out, have the fun. We're going to come out 1 or 2 days and drag y'all out fishing. Otherwise, just chill and whatever. Yeah. And that's been a huge thing, huge hit, you know.
That's
so, yeah, I mean, all good stuff. It's, you know, especially with the snapper season coming up. I mean,
coming up, yeah, it's here. It's right
I
here.
Know.
30 minutes.
Right in the face. Fixing to slap you right in the mouth.
Man, I'm telling you.
And, I'm so excited to drive down that main drag and look at those flags. That's my dead giveaway what day I'm going to have. Those Bucky's flags right there in Freeport, what are they doing? You've got the bank flag a little bit lower, then you get the Bucky's flag. Are they pizza boxes or are they slack? What are we doing today?
That's
come on.
It. Limp as a dish rag. That's what I'm looking for. All right, let me knock this break out. Guys, I'll be right back to you. Y'all hang with me. I'll be right back.
Yes, right.
Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. They're located in downtown Belleville. They're just a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing. It's available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And this year they're introducing their Chuck Wagon patties. That's a half-pound beef patty seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. Try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing, check out their new sausage recipe that's available. You got to try it. It's really good. They're open year-round on their processing facility. They never close. And get you some deer tamales, venison, hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Jamie and Jeff. All right, we are back.
Back in action.
Back to it, man.
You know, while I'm thinking about it, before I forget, so the report from yesterday. So we did, we left on Friday night. We came back on Saturday, last night. The water clarity is terrible out there. I mean, out to 100+ miles. That is a good question. Very dark, Jamie. Very, very dark. Like, almost like black. You know, it's strange. Lots of seaweed. You know, yeah, of course, it was pretty rough, but, you know, the few days leading up to when we went out, so it was all kind of broken up a little bit. There was a couple rips that were, like, you know, around that 100-mile mark that had some decent, you know, stack-ups. But according to rip charts and some of the other models, it looks like that's kind of going to start dissipating in the next few days. But the currents were ripping like crazy, and you know, we stopped to do a little deep dropping yesterday. The wind and the current were going opposite directions. The wind was in the north, you know, and the current was going east. And, man, it had a big old belly in the line. It was tough. And we got a couple little small bites. It wasn't real great. But, yeah, man, you know, inshore, I've heard that the currents are still ripping like crazy. And, you know, we went out. We did it. On our way back in, I just did a quick drop at about 50 miles, and the current was getting it pretty good, you know, and that's about at 160 out of Freeport heading. So, you know, I mean, everybody's been asking me all week, what is that, where should we go, you know, south, west, you know, east, whatever, and I don't think there's a real, you know, you're just going to have to poke your head out there today and just figure it out, because you know, when that current's ripping pretty good, it does make snapper fishing sometimes a little tough, you know. But just kind of stick with it, you know, and keep switching baits up is all I can say. You know, eventually they'll find it, even if the current's ripping. Or maybe you get lucky and you plop somewhere where it's not. So,
yeah.
Sometimes you can go south and get away with it, away from it. Sometimes you go east. I don't know if you're going to have that option today, so... If you're,
you know, that water last year in the Gulf was kind of like that. I remember you talking about that quite a bit. Just never would get it right.
Yeah. Yeah. And as the season went along, too, it actually got further and further out. You know, at the beginning of the season, you'd go out a little further and get away from it this year. Mm-hmm. Or, excuse me, and then later in the season, it just kept moving out and out. And, yeah, of course, the deeper you go, the tougher it is, you know, if the current's ripping, you know, but I don't know. Like I said, you're just going to have to poke your head out there today. You know, the lucky thing, it is first day of snapper season. You know, the commercial guys have been hitting them pretty hard here lately. But, you know, I don't think to the point that they've cleaned anything out or anything. So you'll have that going for you. What do you think, Jamie?
I got some reports yesterday. A lot like basic slimer spots, like kingfish spots out there. One of my friends went out and just was taste testing the slime and see what he could come up with. And he went to a few popular spots and he said they were plumb full of sharks, plumb full of jacks, between 50 and 30 pounds. He said he couldn't believe the amount of amberjacks he was hooking up to. He said the water wasn't too bad. He didn't see any grass, but he didn't go more than 50 miles up offshore. Look, it is opening morning. You better have all your tricks in your bag with you. You're throwing the whole Thanksgiving smorgasbord at them. They're going to be finicky. We have to learn their personalities again, where they're living, what they're doing, what we're up against. I know sharks last year were just out of control. We lost more lead than I'd even like to admit to. Sharks, man. You know, them Florida shark huggers are really coming through here in Texas for us. We appreciate you guys. But it's definitely, I'm ready. I'm ready to hunt. I'm ready to fish. Look, put good out, good comes back. We're going to be positive. And we're going to go. Today we're going hunting and then hopefully fishing. So it's you do what you can do. Every year they change, every spot changes, and hopefully the commercial fishermen, we got six running out of Freeport now, so hopefully they know better than to fish inshore 50 miles, because half of them are chartermen too. So don't bite the hand that feeds you. Y'all are cruising 8 knots, like chug out there and leave the good stuff for when it's time. And I'm sure they are. I know a majority of them. They're great guys. I'm ready. I'm hopeful, and I got to be back at the dock at 3:30 today. So I was a little disappointed. I'm running a private trip on a 43 Freeman out of Surfside. And I was really excited. That boat can scoot. It's got great fuel economy, and she can eat. You put her in just about anything and she can eat. So I was hoping to get out there and have to get 20 snappers today. We got kids and women and all the things, and so I gotta fill the box with at least 20, and so I have my trip lined out and was hoping to go drop for a big fatty. I'm super mad at the Morsaw, so but because of the time, we gotta be back at the dock, and we have three newbies on board. It's one thing with kids, you always tread lightly. You could ruin the next fishing generation with one bad trip. So yeah. I'm going to be a little reserved and make sure they get back to the dock when they need to and be helpful.
Well, at least you got a plan.
Yeah. Definitely.
What's your MO, Jeff?
Man, we're gonna go out there. We're gonna make it a quick trip. I am highly against crowds. I don't like people. I love everybody, don't get me wrong, but out fishing, I don't want to see anybody. So
right.
Today you don't get away from anybody. So that's the one, you know, unfortunate thing with opening day. So I am gonna go out one or two little spots. I'm fairly certain nobody's going to be around. I'm going to get a few snap and I'm going to come back. That's it. I don't really care to do anything else. So,
Groceries.
That's it, man. I'm keeping it simple and plain this year. I'm not dealing with people. I don't like it. You know, it's, so many seasons leading up to this season. Now, I cannot for the life of me remember how it was last year. I feel like it was pretty rough. But, I mean, the season before has just been super rough. I mean, super rough. And I remember one time going out there about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was like four-footers. And I'm cruising along. We're in a 36. And I look over to my left, and there's a pontoon boat just – eight people getting swamped with waves. Headed out. I'm like –
not today.
No, sir. Not happening. You know what I mean? Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, everybody. Oh, man. And, like, you know, everybody gets excited. And then from that point on, about opening day, from that point on, I was no longer excited. So I want to be excited for everybody else, but I am personally not excited. I don't care, you know.
This week is notoriously one of the roughest every year. Like, we get so stoked for the season to start, and then bam, you are toasted. Salty, yeah. Pickling your pickle nonstop, just out of control. And I am very thankful, very thankful for what the seas are calling for today, just to be able to go out there. Get them while the getting's good, but make sure you wear that sunblock and make sure you're staying hydrated, because it is going to be cooking out
hot.
There. Cooking. No wind.
It is hot.
Yep, no wind.
Yes,
indeed. Hey, I got the studio this morning, and it was 1.3-foot seas.
Yeah, I was looking at that this morning.
I said, man, this is ice cream.
And on the on yesterday, like I said, on the way back in, it was a real north wind. So it's probably, if it's 1.3, it's probably spread out seconds. I mean, it had the potential, you know, that was a beautiful thing. Like it was humming. So we followed some storms out Friday night, and it really, it was, you know, it was pretty rough, but it was real north wind, kind of that north bands that were coming through at the end. And, you know, so when it actually finally shut down, probably around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, I mean, it got beautiful. I mean, it was nice and like big rollers, and that's a lot what's going to probably happen today when that, or, you know, last night when this wind shut down, it's going to get pretty flat because it was a north wind previously. Yeah, I mean, and to your point, though, Jamie, it is hot, and I think a lot of people forget to drink a lot of water. You know, look, the snapper around, it's going to be tough, like she says. I mean, you know, when you have current sometimes on top or on bottom, you know, you're just going to plug away at it. You're going to find them, but, you know, don't get out there too far. Don't do, you know, you don't have to go crazy. It is opening day at the end of the day, and drink lots of water. That's it, because, yeah, man, it's brutal on days like this. And it's already, this is like, we're reaching like, you know, record temperatures already this year. So it's not going to be fun, man. I mean, to that point, the rest of the summer, I mean, if you were going to take one case of water, take two, because you might need it, you know. Just
one of those. Yeah, bring that pickle juice, those electrolytes.
Yeah, the old saying, better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
That's a fact. That is a fact, man. And, you know, kingfishing, it's too early to tell. Talked to a few people. I know, Jamie, so any kingfish at all that you heard of yesterday?
A snake. They got like a 10-pound snake. They had a big mama skyrocket. She cut the bait in half, came back, skyrocketed again, missed it, and then they got sharked up within seconds. It was Henry the Hammer right behind it, and they were ripping baits in. So,
well, while I got you two on here, speaking of sharks, do y'all think we have a problem with sharks? You think there's too many
100%,
of them now?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, they're overwhelming us in the bays.
It's out of control.
Yeah, it
the
is.
The tax man is real, and he just gets stronger every year. There's no escaping him. It's
nope.
Those Atlantic sharp nose and those hammerheads, they can ruin a charter trip. They can ruin them. Like, you're running from sharks the whole day, burning up bait, burning up lead. You got people paying high dollar for these trips, and you're just, I mean, you can't even capitalize because the apex predator is knocking at your back door every single trip.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, and I agree, it does get worse. Now, with that being said, though, I think it's A&M researchers over in Galveston are doing a new program this year that they got several of the charter guys involved with. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to map out where the hot spots are in offshore as far as shark populations, because there is – I will give you this, like, you know, I bounce around enough to know that, you know, you'll have sharks are a problem pretty much everywhere. Don't get me wrong, but you will have hot spots where there's a whole bunch more right here than there is over here. Or, you know, there's a whole bunch over here than there is there, whatever. And so they're trying to map out where some of the hot spots are. And they have a theory that maybe there's a way to, I mean, you can't get rid of them, but you may be able to shake them a little bit. So I don't know the end result. So y'all are having even problems inshore, Mickey, is what you're saying.
Oh, it's terrible. And
terrible.
You know, I know we have more. I mean, the populations get more dense every year. But our problem inshore in the bays is the lack of shrimpers. You know, a few years back when we had a lot of shrimping going on, those sharks stayed on those shrimp boats. So did the dolphins. And they stayed away from the fishermen. Now, they're having to hunt. They're not getting free meals off these shrimp boats, all that coal being dumped over the side, all the bycatch and everything. And they're coming to the shorelines, and they're harassing wade fishermen and schools of trout, mullet, what have you. They're seizing opportunity because they don't have those free meals anymore coming off of shrimp boats. And it's
well, yeah, I'm a
luckily, not a lot of people are getting bit. But, I mean, you know, that could change overnight. I mean, look at how it's run in cycles before, like Florida, all those shark attacks that one year, you know, that banner year on it. So, who knows, man?
Sure. Now, with that being said, and I've been talking to some other people about this here recently, too, but some of my buddies, kids, they come and fish in my green lights all the time. Love having them. But they're out there in the surf fishing right now, and I told them that exact same thing. Look, guys, you know, y'all be careful. What do y'all, you know, what are you doing to prevent yourself from getting bit? You know, so Mickey, what are some key components to having your stringer? What do you need to do? What's helpful? What's not?
Well, there's areas in the bay right now. If you string a fish, you're living on borrowed time. He could be there in 1 minute or 5 minutes. He's going to eat that fish you put on the stringer. And, a lot of guys that fish, and if they're going to retain fish, they'll use a cooler, you know, like a 48 quart igloo or something. It's easy to put on your stringer behind you. And if you do catch fish, put it inside there. I mean, in some of our areas we're fishing, it hadn't got to that point yet. Now, I know in West Matagorda Bay, it gets real bad down there around greens and cottons. And, it's a problem down there. I had a listener the other day, Jimmy G, sent me a video of a big bull shark stalking him in West Bay. They weren't keeping fish. They were throwing them back, but this shark was after him. It was messing with him big time. He had to go get in the boat. He just had to get out of the water. Big bull. You know, a bull shark is a very unpredictable shark. Well, it's a cousin to the great white, so you got to be careful with those.
Wow. You know, yesterday, completely, I mean, Jamie, I know we've seen a lot of different species here offshore, you know, spinners, this and that. Yesterday, out at 150 miles out, we were getting messed with by a Atlantic or oceanic white tip. You know, the ones with the fins that have the little the curved outer fins that have the little white tips on them. Man, she, whatever. It was beautiful, but I hated that sucker. But she was beautiful. She was beautiful. I'll give you that. But, man, I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Aren't those the sharks that ate everybody up in the water after the USS Indianapolis sunk in World War II? I think that was the main shark that was butchering everybody while they were in the water. Those white tips.
Could have been. It could have been.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it. They say that they're kind of scarce nowadays, you know. Yeah. That was the first time I've seen one of those in a long time, though. You know, it really was. But back to the subject, though, you know, I mean, as far as offshore goes, you know, you can't shake them. I mean, and Jamie can attest to that. I mean, it's I think with this study they're going to do, the thought process is that you can, you know, you can, if you can avoid them enough, you know, and then you can potentially, you know, keep them away by avoiding them, essentially, is what it is. That was kind of a long way around there. But, yeah, so.
Well, the sharks are always going to be where the fish are. They're going to be where the food
right.
is at. That's the
you
problem.
Always can do. I know one of my approaches is the sacrificial live bait. So you drift off the spot and you more or less gut it. Half alive, get it bleeding, and toss it out there and float with it. And once you see them come up, all right, back to the spot. And then so on and so forth. Like vermilion snapper fishing, them ruby red lips, that's one of the best approaches is just float them off. They are rhythmic creatures. They do pick up what's going on, and if you can start their own rhythm and keep baiting them off the spot, they're going to stay over there or drag them off, whatever whatever it be. That's been one of the best approaches I've seen to try to save a trip, especially in rough waters. But they're just a nuisance. It's
you know,
it drives me crazy.
It's crazy, you know. Throughout the last few years, you know, we've had a lot of sponsors. Y'all well know. I mean, you have people come up and with new products, and they want you to try it out and this and that. I had a company approach me probably 4 or 5 years ago. This is before it got really crazy. But, you know, they approached me. They're from Australia. They had a shark repellent that they wanted me to try. They sent me a big old bag of this stuff, and you basically put it in like a little like a chain. It was like a wire mesh ball thing. You put this goo in the middle of it, and essentially you send it down on top of one of your leaders, you know. And they asked me, they were like, you know, try this stuff out. And I was like, okay. And they said, we need some video, obviously some sharks. Well, the only place I know, like, then, like, certainly, you go to, like, during shrimp boat season, you go behind a shrimp boat, man, and there's just, like, gourds of them, you know what I mean? I was like, all right, I'm gonna give this a shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, like, all right, I'll try it out here, no problem. You know what I'm saying? I backed off. I even, like, you know, the shrimpers dumped all their stuff over, all the sharks went crazy. I backed off of it a little bit, waited till they were kind of, like, over by my boat, you know, completely, you know, surrounded but not like gorging, and I threw that little thing in the water, and about 2 seconds later a shark came up and ate it.
There you go. Jump bag. Look at this, a wire mesh jump bag. I'm eating it.
Oh, you have a bag to play with after it. You know, he ate it.
Does it repel them after they eat it?
Yeah,
I guess man, so. I don't know.
Dynamite hand grenades, man. All right. Well, hey, I got to run. I'm up on the top of the hour break. So if somebody wants to call you, Jeff, and you, Jamie, give your numbers out. Somebody can reach you.
Yeah, Jamie, go for it. Who are you going to be with this year? Who are you running with?
This year I'm mostly going to be with Texas Offshore Outfitters out of Sargent, old Mitchell's Cut. You can reach them at 346-351-6868, and then if you're a veteran and you want to get in on some of those trips we're running, it's Wounded Warriors Plural Guide Service. We have a website, wwgsmn.org. you go on there and upload your documents, and it'll subscribe you. Once approved, it'll subscribe you to email, and you'll get updates when to apply for our trips and what we have coming up, and I hope to see you guys.
What's your number, though, Jamie? Throw your number out there if people want to get a hold of you.
Oh, you're going to? So 978, yes, we got a Massachusetts number. I'm a transplant. 978-852-1884. You can call me, and if you need any referrals or if I have any slots open with Mr. Jacobs, Texas Offshore Outfitters, I'll see where I can fit you in.
All right, Jeff.
And my number is 979-417-1013. Y'all already know this. Call me anytime.
All right. Hey, y'all have a great Sunday. Snappers on, man. Go get them. We'll see you. Thanks for all the info. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Later, Jamie. All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.